talking to Rick Lippert. Got just a little bit of more time here, and I want to be a little selfish here. Again, our conversation could go a thousand ways, and you know, I think we're kind of very much kindred spirits, if you will, because the way you speak, you know, NASCAR. The first thing I would say is, people watching at its finest, and you say, well, it's NASCAR, it's great to be there, it's still people watching at its best, which, you know, kind of shakes me to my core, because it's like, okay, that's what I would say. But having been around the block like you have, and having been somewhat around a block like I have, I would be interested to know what your Mount Coolmore, if you will, of the four faces on the rocks of the coolest sports personalities you have ever had the opportunity to interview / have a conversation with. Nobody cares about me, so I'll start and I'll be brief. One, Michael Jordan, had an opportunity to interview him, literally walking from the locker room to the main press room, his first game back in Chicago after the retirement. Two, Joe Montana up in Milwaukee. He was writing a book about high blood pressure, and radiotypes could automatically get his information and come and talk to him as long as you promoted his book. So everybody kind of understands that. Three, the Iceman, George Gervin, way, way back when I first started. You know, I was still in radio school, and I had an opportunity to get some press pass back then, and I was a huge Iceman fan, so even though he's not like a giant in a lot of people's books, he was a giant in my book. And then Robin Yount, being a Brewer fan, had an opportunity to interview him. So mine are Michael Jordan, George Gervin, Robin Yount, and I can't even remember who the other one is, but your Mount Rockmore, if you will, of people you've interviewed.
Yeah, this is tough. I've had just about everybody other than Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, Pat, so it's pretty extensive, but I like the people that you never know what they're going to say when you ask them something, so I would put, actually, Serena Williams is a really, of course, really interesting story, the Williams sisters, and Serena now, over the last few years, she started to open up a little bit. I know she knows she's not going to be able to play forever. So, Serena on there. I mean, Roger Federer, another tennis, hate to be, I do a lot of tennis. So, Roger Federer is one of those athletes, the greatest probably tennis player of all time, where people, you know, get emotional and almost melt when they meet him. And he's always great. My favorite interview in sports is John Force, the drag racer, a little obscure, but he's a 17-time world champion funny car drag racer. He's hysterical. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. He's a loose cannon. Just one of the great sports personalities of all time. And then I'm going to be a little selfish here because I wrote a book with a tennis player named Danielle Lau, who played in college. She's on the minor league, kind of inching on to the WTA pro circuit, the top levels of women's tennis. And for every star athlete out there, Pat, there's someone that's kind of the rank and file of the sport, and they have a story to tell, and they're probably, a lot of, in some cases, more interesting than the stars we know everything about. So Danielle was like the every man, every woman tennis player, kind of trying to make a living and cut her path on there, and I think those people are really interesting to interview, and we can learn a lot from them as much as we can from an Aaron Rodgers or a Michael Jordan.
And I know you do a lot with the local sports stations down there, and have seen and done a lot with a lot of people. I personally would like to thank you for coming on to an Ham and Eggers show like mine, and giving us your insight on a lot of great stuff. This was fun. I absolutely hope we can do it again. Maybe set something up on a semi-regular basis. If there's something you'd like to talk about or something you have coming up, or if you do another book or whatever, I think you're very, very interesting. And I don't know much, but I know Kenosha, and I know my demo, and I know people are interested in a guy like you. And thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight.
Anytime, Pat. Thanks for having me on, and happy to come on anytime. Always something good to talk about, and you keep doing a great job there. The people there love you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
You too. Happy holidays, Pat.
Thank you. Rick Limpert, amazing, great guy. Back, hopefully, with a member of the Libertyville Vipers after this. You're listening to Kenosha Sports Extra on AM 1050 WLIP. Stick around.